Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land. Guns in your hand, yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if we've ever been held down, and if you vibe, and if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing go.
Time we found love. to get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter.
with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, world is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your church, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car, in the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
my. This might be your neighbor, your next door neighbor. Yeah. Want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. Beautiful city of Washington, D.C. tonight. And man, oh man, Tulsa, Black Wall Street, the Black Panthers, and the Black Revolution. It's our subject tonight, and we're going to be talking to you about whose land and, man, how do we free the land? The call of the original Black Panther Party was to free the land. Of course, we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and his favorite saying was, giving all honor to God, all praises are due to Allah, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the master of the day of judgment. We come to you live tonight from the God of all of the worlds, all systems of knowledge, and all systems of science, scientific investigation, and all scientific philosophy. We ask peace and the blessings to be upon all of the servants that have been raised by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the prayers, the peace, and the blessings of Allah forever be upon him and upon them. Those that have been raised from the station of Nat Turner to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we want to say the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon all of the ancestors raised from Akhenaten all the way up to this hour for Black Power, for the righteous, and for Black Revolution as the only solution to aid and assist Black people at this hour. Welcome to Black Power Radio. We are again in the fine timeline of the divine and have come in that leadership of the Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our Attorney General and a guide, a leader teaching a guide for all Black Revolution at this hour, come under some guidance or inspiration of the Attorney General Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we have been in the leadership and with the leadership of the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. And he has been the national chairman and the first general minister of any body of revolutionaries, any body of Black activists, and certainly anybody of Black Panthers. And for the Black Panther Hour, we call it Black Power Hour. Welcome to Black Power Radio. So tonight we'll have some caller-driven radio on a Sunday night. I want you to call your friends and your loved ones, and I mean, by hook or crook, all roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma on the Memorial Day weekend. We'd like you all to join us in Tulsa, Oklahoma. With that said, we want you to know tonight that you can call 646-478-4447. Again, for those who are numerically pure at heart, you can dial 646-478-4447. And you, too, will be live on Black Power Radio. No doubt that we have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. That is bar none and bar fun. Or if you go with the Akbarian, whichever way you want to go, you're live on Black Power Radio. And we have the vast listening and the vast participating audience on board from, I see some New York out there, and Battle Creek, Michigan, and Oakland, California, Norfolk, Virginia, Washington, D.C., all parts of New York. We got some Texas online tonight, and we're just happy to be with you here at Black Power Radio. And, I mean, we give you more of what you listen to your radio for, so we're going to get things started pretty quickly tonight, and we might shoot it down for an hour or so just to give you a strong episode of Black Power Radio. Can actually, you understand, we put that in your ear, and nothing wrong with your ear. I think Prince was talking about when he made one of those hip tunes, he said, man, ain't nothing wrong with your ear. Black power, and a strong Black military to Black the Call at this hour. So I'd be reaching out for you if I reached all the way up to the Big Apple and went into New York City. I would come down with Brother Karan, a freedom fighter on the streets of New York, all over the state of New York, and here live in Washington, D.C., and live on Black Power Radio. I want to welcome you, Brother Karan, to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power.
Wa alaikum assalam and Black Power to you, sir. Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you're welcome, and you're here loud and clear. On Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
And the Black Panther.
Yes, sir.
And the Black Revolution.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well,
Black Power.
I can't wait. Black Power. I can't wait to get down to Tulsa on May 28th, 29th, 30th so we can get a feel of what it was to be on land that Black people had the most thriving economy. And I just want to go down there and take some pictures, you know, do some video and bring it Black to New York and show the people in New York what it was and what it could be again. So I'm ready for Tulsa. And, you know, today we went out promoting the trip to Tulsa. We had a table out on Fulton and Marcy in Brooklyn. And, you know, we wanted to bring everybody awareness to Tulsa and the 100-year anniversary to the massacre of our Black Wall Street by those dirty devils in that area and the surrounding areas. So that's what we did today, and we're going to keep doing until we put our boots on the ground in Oklahoma, Black Power.
That's Black Power, beloved. And as we know, most New Yorkers, you and I, Brother Karan, know a New Yorker very, very, very well. And we know that most New Yorkers would talk a pretty good game, but most of them, as we know, Karan, they're not going to get up out of their New York apartment, out of their brownstone, out of their condominium, and combination townhouse, Riviera, front view of the Hudson River View, to come to No Tulsa, Oklahoma, back in the woods. They're just not going to do it, not going to do it. So you have to, again, be the point guard to go out and do the investigative move and bring all that info and some dynamite shots and dynamite reporting that you always do and bring the word black or back to the New Yorkers. But we thank you, Brother Karan, for the service that you have committed to over the years and the work that you have done over the years. You are a brilliant brother that's always live with us in Washington, D.C. and Atlanta. And when we go to Chicago, I mean, Karan is right there on the front line. Is that right, Brother Karan?
Power, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And we led the charge to Chicago, and when everybody was clinging heavily to the earth, Karan was on the front line in Chicago, getting ready, making sure the food get done and the security is just right. And all those things that go with sharpening up that uniform, making sure that these soldiers looking crisp and looking sharp and down to modern times. So Karan has been a frontline worker for, I know, 10, 11 years that I can remember, and maybe more. Is it more than 11 years?
No, sir. I've only really been with the party since 2014, and just 2014.
Okay, so that would give him at least 7 years of service here with the New Black Panther Party. It just felt like 11. I must have got my figures just screwed, but definitely I've known you for those 7 years straight, and you've always been a frontline player, and I've never seen you fumble. Never heard you grumble, but always on the front line doing some work. Put your work in with Karan, and you're going to get an experience and some sharp New York moves that you can make to refine you as a soldier. He sharpens up the soldiers, you see. And these are the kind of people that we have attracted to the New Black Panther Party. So while you're here, I might as well shoot up. I don't know if it's Janae or Steven, but one of them had their hand up. And we got some Washington, D.C. and some New York. We're showing you how to go to.
Black Power. This is Sister Janae, local chairwoman. Washington, D.C. chapter. New Black Panther Party for Self-D.C. Checking in with you tonight. What are we talking about tonight?
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black Power, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Black Power.
All right. All roads awesome. Lead to Tulsa. Yes, sir.
Black Revolution.
We are ready.
And the
yes,
other part
we are ready to hit.
The Black Drop, Sister Janae, is the Black Wall mm-hmm. Street, and then the Black Panthers, the Black Revolution Part 2, but the part of this, how do we free the land? Because we ask that question, the pertinent cross-examination question, whose land? How we our land at this hour is what is the backdrop question on Black Wall Street for the Black Panthers. And the
I want to touch that topic.
How do we free our land? Black Power?
Black Power. On that topic alone, let me just explain to y'all. We spent about 3 weeks on the road, no lie, from Danville, Virginia, traveling the back roads and highways and the byways through Danville, Southampton, Nat Turner Land. We went to Elizabeth City, North Carolina. It's plenty of land out there, y'all. It's plenty of land for us to buy. Now, we made connections with, I know y'all know Baba Khalifa on the Nat Turner Land with them. And they want us to talk to them about coming out there. They have went full homestead. They cut all the power off. They living off the grid. They getting away from all this modernization and stuff like that. And all we gotta do is get the Baba Khalifa on that land. You got a backdrop. Okay. Get with them and let's get some training done. Let's go out there and learn how to live off the land first. We don't know how to take care of ourselves. That's one thing we can say, let's free the land, free the land, free the land, and then do what? Where are we going to live? We can't live in tents. We got to learn how to build houses. We got to learn how to build structures. We got to learn how to use the resources that God has provided for us and build a log cabin, build some tiny houses. I've been looking into the tiny house program. I went from the museum and coffee house to getting involved with the tiny house program. We can start getting little tiny houses, get us a little patch of land, and have a tiny house community of our own. If we really want to free the land, we really got to use the land. And we really got to be a part of the land and get back in tune with God's creation. You know, you can still have cell phones and things like that. We still got to be able to communicate. But we have got to learn how to use the land. We've got to learn how to use fresh rainwater. We got to learn how to garden and raise chickens and whatever else we're supposed to eat, you know, off the land. So my thing is this now. Let's start looking into tiny houses, start investing our money into building them ourselves. It's cheaper if you build it yourself than even if you get a prefabricated house. I know we got skilled carpenters in the New Black Panther Party and carpenters and masons and things like that, but we really need to focus on getting that land. We need to really do that. We need to focus on going out.
Yes, ma'am.
And being a part of the land again. So it is our land, but we got to learn how to live off that land, too. I have back to you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Black Power. I just want to say one thing about the land, how we can get the land. I feel like we need to put our money together, even if it's $5, $10, $20. And we need to start a community collective initiative where we have maybe each chapter or whoever, and we put our money in to buy products, and we get tables, and we get out there in each city, in every state we in, and we put a pot of whatever, $10, $20 every time we go out there. I think that it's a good idea that we promote the Tulsa trip as well as have some products out there on the table to give these people, or not give, you know, to sell in a donation form. So when we all put our money together, it'll be some money to buy a piece of land. I think we need to just focus on putting our money together on the little scale, the small scale, so everybody can contribute. Like Power.
Black Power, that's true, Brother Kamara. What we're doing here in Washington, D.C. is we're making buttons and also selling RBG flags.
We need a flag. Okay, we're going to hit you up for a flag because that's what we need. Yes. We got to get a flag. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Black Power.
I got a deal. I have some smaller flags that I'm going to be bringing to Tulsa to get rid of. Not get rid of, to have the sale. And I'm making customized buttons while I'm there. So whatever you want to get printed out. You know, if your logo or something, you want something special on a button, I'll be able to print it out right there and do it myself. I'm
bringing
my tent and my table and the whole setup. You know what I'm saying? It's just time for us to use our black economics. You know, I spent a lot of money for the Washington, D.C. chapter to make sure that we have resources. So when we can't go out of town, we can go sell something. You know what I'm saying? You might not have the extra money. So go take these flags and sell them. You know what I mean? Any one of my members that need help, they can always just go come and pick up something, merchandise, and go sell them. So that's how we got to keep our people employed. That's right, Black Power.
Black Power.
Uh-huh. So, Brother Alphonse, you ready for talking? You ready to take that ride again?
Matter of fact, you talking about the early bird catching the worm. Now, you know, on that road tossed about 2 or 3 times.
Ooh, we did it twice. We did it back to back.
Believe it or not, I'm going into
Tulsa. You got to go out tomorrow.
We got to go out and do a couple of press conferences and warm it on up for the troops to come on in. And you know how we break the ice and go in and do what we got to do. Mm-hmm. Even though the opposition may be adverse. But I'm here to tell you, you know, even when that opposition is right in your camp, that opposition may end up right in your own house. But you stay focused and remain on revolution because black revolution, Cortez and Abdul got Khalid Abdul Muhammad, black revolution is the only solution that'll get us out of that mess. That mess that Fannie Lou Hamer say we were born in this mess. But definitely this is our land, and we're going to go toe-to-toe with the opposition. Until we prove to him, privately and publicly, this is, I was at whose street?
Our
street.
But whose land? Come on.
Yep.
Our
it's
land.
Island.
Our
That's
land.
Right. And we got to learn how to work this man.
Black Power. He's only had a graveyard in America. He's only been buried here a little time. Black people, according to Dr. Ivan Sertiman, my mentor of Rutgers University, told me, that we were here at least 1,000 years before Columbus set sail. So I will use that as a backdrop, or someone uses it as a backdrop. My backdrop to drop the opposition, to drop this cracker, is to tell him it's our land, and he's overstayed his right. His squatters, squatters get rights when you make a treaty. But we find out who is first to make a treaty, and then we must explore and research and find out who is first to break the goddamn treaty. We find that the cracker is first to make the treaty and always first to break the goddamn treaty. So he has never been forthcoming, never been honest with any kind of deal with the melanated nations. He came to the melanated nations to get mineral resources, natural resources, And then he came back as cargo to bring human resources from around the world. Every European feels he should have a colony in Africa, a Dutch colony, a German colony, a French colony, a bloody Brit colony, a Scottish and an Irish colony, a Norwegian colony, Finland, a Finnish kind of colony. These Europeans are off the chain. Gil Scott-Heron from Washington, D.C. said that the white man has got a God complex. Malcolm X said that we have to cure ourselves of white disease. And the white man, Abi Elijah Muhammad, said, is not a devil, but the devil himself, my mind. So anybody else on your line tonight on the Washington side before we roll on you, Sister Janae? Black Power?
Black Power. No, that's all I have to say.
That's all you got tonight. And where's the sun?
Yeah, that's all. I'm ready. Ready to hit the highway again. On the road again. That's all I can say.
Now, when I finish making my rounds at Tulsa and a couple other places, they say I'm due, Black Power, in Elizabeth City by Wednesday.
By Wednesday. Yeah, that's another thing.
You got to be all meeting. You don't want to miss it. All black
that's
people
right.
Want to be where and don't want to be there. You missing out. I'm going to be there to get my props, and you understand, and get
that's
the
right. This is a,
and how to do a
cross, Elizabeth City is going to host, this is a regional, but this is all New Black Panther Party in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are to be in Elizabeth City on May 19th. We need all hands on deck. No excuses. I don't want to hear it. The regional chairman don't want to hear it. We've been far away from Washington, D.C., turned around, Danville. We went to Raleigh. We went back to Elizabeth City, and we went to Virginia Beach. So I don't want to hear no excuses. Everybody needs boots on the ground in Elizabeth City. We got a prominent threat from the plane. Now, y'all want to talk revolutionary, but my MOD was approached by the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan in the middle of the street by himself. And they told us they had been watching us. They had been following us. But because of the training that I received, Black Power, brother, or Imam Akbar, we shook
Black
them.
Power.
They couldn't keep up with us. So we ain't going to give up all our tactics. But just know this, Grand Wizard, we know you looking. We know that you watching us, but we watching you too. We got eyes on
Black
you
power.
Too.
Black
Power,
Black.
So
Black
we
power.
Need all hands on deck. Everybody in the state of North Carolina needs to be. North Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C. will be there with boots on the ground.
Black power.
Anybody else that's claiming to be a part of this formation needs to be in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, on May 19th. The program is not going to start until 6 o'clock. It's a town hall meeting. But that don't mean you show up at 6:05. You need to be there, boots on the ground, at least by 12 noon, so we can secure the area. Yeah.
You don't want them to meet me there. You want them to beat me there.
Beat
mind.
Me there. If I beat you from
that's
Washington,
right.
D.C., then
right.
You no longer deserve your patch.
That's right.
We coming for patches this time. You're going to stop claiming that you're black about black power and black unity
black
and black love, and you won't even go 2 hours away from where you're supposed to be.
My
anybody got a problem with that, I am the assistant regional. I'm the assistant to the regional chairman of the Mid-Atlantic New Black Panther Party. That comes straight from the chairman, okay? It ain't
right.
Just me
I'm
talking shit. That's me following protocol and doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Black Power and being where
that
I'm supposed
all of
to
that
be.
Said, someone needs to be a boom shakalaka cracker on here tonight.
Boom shakalaka cracker.
Boom
shakalaka
cracker.
Boom
shakalaka cracker.
Look, and we missed
tonight.
You on that mission, but we made it successful. Brother Biko held it down. He want to talk for a minute. Hold on.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Yeah, this is Brother Rico with Minnesota Defense Squad's DC chapter. As the local chairwoman stated, and she's also the regional chairwoman, as she stated, our stay in Elizabeth City was a success. We weren't met with any opposition from the black community. They warmly embraced us. As a matter of fact, they cried when we left. They wanted us to stay. They even asked us if they could get us lodging to stay. Right, so we were warmly received, and our message was made very clear. You could check out the YouTube videos. Our message was very clear to white Elizabeth City that the blacks in Elizabeth City, as long as they have a family in the new Black Panther Party, they don't have to be afraid anymore. As the sister stated, I was confronted at an event that we had inside of the black community called Black Love Saturday. I was confronted by the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan in the state of North Carolina. He is the state Grand Wizard. However, he resides in Elizabeth City. I was in the middle of the street on the megaphone, calling the residents out, calling the black residents out so they could attend the event. He pulled up on me in a pickup truck in the middle of the street. He stopped all traffic. He blocked the street. Stopped all traffic, and stated to me, "I know who you are. I know who your organization is, and we've been following you and watching you since you came into Elizabeth City. We're stating to you, by way of myself, we're stating to you that we don't have a problem with the new Black Panthers because y'all want the same thing that we want. Y'all want separation. We want separation. However, I'm here to let you know that we are watching you and we are monitoring your movement." And I told him point blank in the middle of the street, "Man, fuck you.
Black
Panther. Your clan and all that shit. Fear don't pump through the new Black Panther Party. You got us fucked up. Point blank. Now you could take your truck and you can move that shit on." So he said, "Hold on, wait a minute. You misunderstanding. What I'm saying to you is this. We have an issue with the police department as well, because when they killed that black guy, they created an unrest here that we're not used to. Now, we know what you're doing here. We know what you're saying, and we understand what you're saying, and we understand what your people are going through. But understand this, we're watching." I said, "Understand this, we're watching your ass, too. You make a wrong move or a misstep, we're going to bust that ass, point blank, period. Now, take them fear tactics and that intimidation shit somewhere else. We ain't having it here."
Black Power.
I let him know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir.
Go
ahead, sir.
Same old crackers that come out of that syndrome, out of that Andrew Johnson. That's where the problem keeps
that's
going
right.
back to North Carolina, back to South Carolina, because that's where the problems really are. The strong of them reversing the emancipation has to do with South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, is where they reversed the emancipation, was trying to bring us forward. That took us back and led us to Black Wall Street, Black Power.
That's right. Yes, sir. So I like to say Black Power, and I commend each formation, each black organization. I mean black organization. I'm not talking about Negro leadership. Fuck them. I'm talking about black organizations that are out here, boots on the ground, doing the work. I commend you. I honor you. I love you, and I respect you. But the black call has been given. We're not fading to black. We're going to be black. And it's time for us to move collectively as a nation of Panthers, as a nation of black militarized forces. It's time for us to move to Tulsa and let Tulsa know her sons and daughters are home. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. We know for a fact, man, that if they confronted Stephen Biko, he was time enough for the opposition, time enough for a goddamn Ku Klux Klanman, for a hangman, or a goddamn so-called white nationalist, and all of those Trump mind, Rush Limbaugh mind. Gotta call these crackers out. All that Bill O'Reilly mess and all that mess with Sean Hannity, Hal Turner, and Roger the Dodger. All them Bannon, Scannon, and Nannon. All of nothing but a group of cowards that just in the goddamn way of real progress here or in the goddamn where. And we know who they are. We call them out, and we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. Uncle Ramus, Uncle Tom, the goddamn homogenized, pasteurized Negroes, and all of them white nationalists together. and not worth a damn. And we don't give a damn, name Uncle Sam. We in it to win it, and I'ma call it Muhammad Lieutenant. So I say, fuck a hook nose cracker. All of them stand in the U.S. Senate. It's in the goddamn way. So we're gonna be moving our progress, and we'll have every means necessary to bring about black revolution by any means necessary, which we declare
black power.
By any means necessary, black power. That's what we thank Washington, D.C. We thank New York and D.C. for giving full participation in the move to Tulsa. And, you know, we stand there, but we know we ain't by ourselves. We got loads of people that's recruiting up and moving out, and everybody's mind and spirit is on the same goddamn question. And what the hell were y'all doing when y'all did us in at Wall Street? But they say they want us to go free for ourselves. But as soon as we make a move to show enough go free for ourselves, the cracker will burn down the barn, burn up all our cotton, kill our livestock, and rape and torture our men and women, beat our children, kill our children on the spot. Like I said, this Uncle Sam ain't worth a damn. No use of disguising it up. We ain't going to put no butter on this cracker. Not at this hour. So I said, scream black power. You know what I'm saying? If you jump out the shower, it's best to scream black power. And we thank y'all for just giving that full participation. Continue the work y'all doing. A magnificent job, Washington. We look to team up with you in the town hall meeting and any other meeting when you will talk about some black revolution. How much black people ain't together and black people ain't got no unity. That's bullshit. We've been together a long time. Been unified. Ride the same goddamn bus for 20 years straight. Talk every goddamn day. Come on. In the church with each other every Sunday. If that ain't black unity, that's black unity. But they're just not raising the issue. They're not talking on the right topic. But we got unity, but now we got to use that unity effectively against our open and vicious enemy, the goddamn white man. That's just being as straight and as clear as we possibly can be. Anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles here on the planet Earth, the black man is the melanated nation. His woman is a melanated woman. And he gave birth and born. No birth because the animal and the goddamn hog and the dog is goddamn birth. But we are born. We gave born civilization, goddammit. And we can prove this by any professor from the opposition, any doctor from the opposition, any historian from the opposition. I'm saying to my point, colored, yellowed, multicolored, Asian, persuasion, Arab, cracker, any name he want to come under, any umbrella, we'll debate his ass all the way to the goddamn gravesite. I'm here to tell you, we'll raise to give the white man a nightmare from the cradle to the grave. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad was born to get a crack of hell from the cradle to the grave. We are a self-determined revolutionary, and we are not a joke. So this is what we got to do today, and we just thank y'all again for just the overwhelming support that you've given to Black Power Radio over the last, I know, 10 solid years. I didn't mess that number up, Quran. Last 10 solid years. Thank y'all again.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you,
Stephen Biko, right there, D.C., on that south side, east side, and that west side. Northwest, northeast, and southeast. We know how it go, Black Power. Thank you, Sister Janae, from South Carolina to D.C. We got love for you, big sister, and we're going to be supporting you and your effort in every move that you make.
And I'm going to show up
on your next front line that you call. I'm going to have my black ass on that front line where the fuck I'm supposed to be at. Black Power.
Black Power. We was all over the place.
That's right.
Black Power.
See you soon, Janae, and all that all whole D.C. wrecking crew and those that give a fuck and those that don't give a fuck. Those that fuck around don't fuck around. We just got one hell of an awesome ass crew that will go to your ass when that's as needed and as necessary. Black Power.
Black Power.
With the black boots and the black and the brown on the goddamn ground. As we move right here to a 757 is online. 757, that's a time on the shot. Come on here, Tidewater. At 7:57 to 9:97, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Right now,
all kind of info. Got your hand up. 7:57, you're live. Black, go down here to Nose. Get out some Battle Creek. Get your battle shoes ready. We're going to Battle Creek, Michigan at 269-589. Business Nose, want to welcome you.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Power,
Black Power.
Black Power, everybody.
Black Power. Black Power.
First, I'd like to tell all of the Queen sisters, Happy Queen's Day. So far, I'm hearing us getting more and more empowered with the term and understanding of what revolution really is. Even in certain circles where once they were talking soft, they're beginning to understand that it's going to take revolution and revolution alone to achieve our goals. You cannot get anything without bloodshed. That's real talk. On this coming Saturday in Columbus, Ohio, I'll be with the chairwoman, Valencia Shabazz, Mamada, in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to do a healing situation for that block of Micaiah Bryant. We're going to go in and discuss the value of a neighbor to a neighbor. We're going to be talking with the community. As a matter of fact, about beginning to love and valuing Miss Millie down the block, to value the sister that's out there on the street, to value the brother that no matter what he's doing, they're trying to, and we don't approve of it, we can't approve of it, but we got to value one another. We got to value these children who needs a future. We got to value the neighbor that will then go in and intervene. We don't need cops on the block. We don't want no cracker on the block. We know what the cracker is, and we know what that devil is in there for, steal and destroy. So we're going to take the initiative, and we're going to have jump rope. We're going to have hopscotch. This is all for the kids. We're going to have a jumpy house. We're going to have all kind of things going on, cookout, that we're inviting the whole neighborhood, even the mother, the foster mother, who actually failed Micaiah Bryant, to come out. You can absolve yourself by admitting your faults. That's one thing that we have to do. We got to admit to each other that we're weak, that we got weaknesses. We got to admit to one another that we're not all that strong by ourselves. We got to admit to one another that we all respect, but we must begin to address that, because we can't address anything else until we address our own fears. Now, I'll read this out real quick, because I know there's other callers. But I got to say that we serve a mighty God. The ancestors are powerful. We're standing on shoulders of men and women who have died in the battle. Men and women who are incarcerated right now to this day. Mamiya, Abu Jamal, a man, a soldier, a spirit who's right now handcuffed to a bed after an operation on his heart. Which I'm talking on the airways with Brother Akbar, who's not failed at all. In every champion spot, Akbar is there. Sister Janae is there. I heard other names. I spoke with Brother Daryl on last week. And I'm just telling you, I'm just so engrossed and really enthralled. This should be a power move on our parts that we're feeling really energized. Because right now, it is the time for the devil to die. The devil's got to go. You can't go and beg a system to do for you what you need to get done for yourself. You got to make demands. And when you make that demand, you got to be ready and prepared to stand on that demand by any means necessary. And right now, that's where we're at. I'm gonna read this off to you all. This is our flyer for next week. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We do not need racist police to commit brutal slavery enforcement in our community. We need our people, elders, adults, and children, to begin to get to know each other. We must change the ways that we treat one another. Our future survival depends solely on how we, you and me, treat our families, neighbors, and the block and the community. Let's bring back the neighbor-to-neighbor policy. Let's jump rope. Let sleepovers have parental adult oversight. Let's hula hoop, hopscotch. Let's play basketball and football. We begin to know, respect, and appreciate thy neighbor. Why not teach our children our history and practice self-defense? Because we must protect our block, our community. We must learn black economics. The brother was saying on the phone, I mean on the blog talk, that we must begin to exchanges with one another economically. We must combine. Don't go spend where you're not even being hired into. Don't go nowhere where you're not appreciated. Don't go into a store where you're stalked by some cracker, by some creature that will call the cops on you and have you shot to death. We must learn to speak nicely to ourselves and our neighbors, being the example for our children on our block. In our examples, we learn just how valuable each one of us really is to each other on the block. Speaking nicely and respectfully to one another will change our attitudes towards the way we see each other. Do not harm your sister and your brothers. We do not need killer police whose only purpose is to harm our people. Let us start in our block and spread the love. And that's going to be May the 15th, 2021 at 1 o'clock. I'm telling you, Mama Da is a champion. I'm going to tell y'all this from my heart of hearts. She's out there every day. We consult every day. We confirm things every day. And I love that because when you put a plan together and we all working in lockstep, as we have no choice. We have no choice but to work. If I'm in Columbus, whatever's going on in Tulsa should be happening in Columbus. If I'm in New York City, whatever's going on in New York to be happening in Columbus or Tulsa or North Carolina. I love the fact that you all are going down there where them crackers murdered our brother, murdered Brother Brown Jr. And I can see now why Lance Bottoms is dropping out as being the mayor, because she was insulted because they rehired the same cracker that murdered Rayshard Brooks. Hold on 1 second. I'm on the blog talk. Black Power? Black Power. That was the other phone. But yes, also I want to give you all some information. My phone is tapped. Your phone is tapped, too. But I'm going to give you this code. It was given to me by someone whose uncle is a federal marshal. You got a pen or a pencil? Take it down. *#21#. That's *#21#. Now, once you put that code in, give it a few moments. If it comes back and says call forwarding, you are tapped. So we already know that we're tapped, so ain't nothing that this cracker who's listening in on this call right now, I'm not saying nothing to you that I would not say to them. There's nothing that we have no fear anymore. We have no shame. What do we got to lose today? We're being slaughtered. Right now, we need self-defense. Right now, we do need to know how to use our weapons, how to take them apart. We do need to know how to use our knives. We do know how to have our young men, and I'm so proud of that, too, to see 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds, the grandchildren of Mama Da, standing up like Malcolm X. I mean, these types of things that you want to become bred in. These are the type of things that these children that will be in this war forthcoming, because me and you, I don't have that long on the planet. I don't have that much more time. But I definitely would love to see warriors. And we got them, y'all. I'm so proud of our people, man. I'm so proud of our young people. They long for this fight. They got more guts than we give them credit for. We just got to love one another. We got to begin to heal in our community. They have proven to us that the systems that they call a protection, the CPS, the DHS, and all them other S's have failed us, and intentionally. Because even back in the day of 1888, when they had these orphanages, they had the black orphanage, they had the white orphanage. And in the black orphanage, it was the pipeline of prison just as it is today. And then with the white orphanages, they were teaching their white kids how to do skilled trades, things of that nature. Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't give a damn about me and you. All right? And we know that. I'm singing to the choir. But right now, between Biden and a cracker named Trump, none of them can really fulfill what we must do for ourselves. None of them can. No matter how much they have a bleeding heart at the end of life where they want to go to whatever their Jesus is or whatever that is, but then they have raped our women. Mitch McConnell, his daddy's plantation or granddaddy's plantation was full of slave women There was sex trade going on with that no-neck bastard. There was all kind of old fiend, ass, hypocrite, old damn, bent over and ooh, I don't want to go no farther with that because we know what Mitch is. Mitch is a liar. Mitch is a sick devil like the rest of them. So we know we're dealing with the devil. Right now, we need to form our own government, as we're doing. We need to form and, like the brother said, gather our own land and defend our land. Anything that would cover that community has to go through a system of research, security, things of that nature. Never let, we got to put things out of the community. Got to put them Indians out the community. Got to put everything out that is not about us, but everything that would come in to use us. That means even us. If we're in there and we don't want to change, we need to get rid of one another. I mean, by any means necessary. There needs to be law that we need to create for ourselves. I'm not going to stay on too much longer because these things we're all thinking about, we're all at the same, we're on the same page fighting the same devil with the same armaments. Right now, I'm just so proud to say I am honored to be living in this time at the last days of my life, at the last vestiges of my days, that I am in this war. I am grateful to be in this war. And I want to say black power to everybody. I love you, Queens. I love you, brothers. Oh, my God, man. My, as you say, my brother, you are all champions for the right cause, black power.
Black power. As you say, boom, chakalaka, cracker for that. Because we love our brother Dennis Knowles over in Battle Creek. We're going to be in Columbus. We're going to be in Elizabeth City. And we goddamn sure going to be in Tulsa. So we want you to get your black power rallying spirit on and get your unity together, get your military together, get your Pan-Africanists together, and bring yourself where you know you need to be. Is that right, Brother Dennis? Yes, sir.
Black power, my brother, black power. Man, I love y'all so much, people, man. I can feel, you can feel, you can really feel this energy on this blog talk. You can feel the energy everywhere I go when we, and if I may just add, because you know I'll talk, but the fact of the matter is, even Belinda Parker Brown, who is beginning to call, and everybody that would tell you, no, we shouldn't do it that way, you find out down the road, they come right back to you and say, you was right. We right, y'all. We right in this fight. I just want to say, black power. Black power. Black power.
Black power. For our warrior, our hero, and a brother that's really a pioneer in doing this work and giving us much wisdom and knowledge on how to do this today. Brother Dennis Knowles, we thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum and black power.
Wa alaykum salam, my brother. I love you so much, Brother Akbar. Believe me.
Love you so much. Likewise, beloved. So that goes Dennis Knowles right out there in the middle of Michigan. He ain't mad. He's a Battle Creek man, but he is in the war to win it. He's in the battle. He's in the skirmish. He's every goddamn well in the central unit just taking care of the business of Black Revolution. I've moved to 517, 517-499. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, 517-499. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power, welcome. We're happy to have you with us tonight.
Yes, Brother Philip. Black Power.
Hey, Brother Philip. What part of the world is the 517, my brother?
That's Albion, Michigan. That's about 20 minutes west of Battle Creek.
He's bringing his whole crew up in here. Yes, sir. What's about west of Battle Creek? What's going on out there, Black Power?
Albion is a small town. It's about 35% black here. We don't have too much going on here, man. You know, but you know, I'm for the people, man. You know, no matter what.
Yes, sir. That's right. You sound like you're coming from my heart. What's your name, big brother?
Philip Roberts, brother Philip.
Well, Philip, I don't know if you ready for it, but we're going to Tulsa. Every able-bodied black man, woman, and child, and all these black formations, we're certainly inviting you to Tulsa if you're able to get there, sir. Definitely. Olive branches and cones and our doors are swinging on welcome hinges as we speak, as we go into Tulsa. in the next few days. But we're just thankful for brothers like you that call and support Black Power Radio. In order to support us, beloved, we're at $77Bakers. I don't know if y'all got that. This is for the Alpha, numerically pure at heart. At $77, all cap letters, Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S. $77Bakers put you in a position to donate, to support the New Black Panther Radio, to keep this show on the airways and keep us bringing strong revolutionary principles to the black people here in the black community throughout the hills, and some say in the smells of North America. You copy that, Brother Philip?
Yes, sir. I got it. Yep. My
problem. That's out on the Cash App, and anyone that wants to help, we certainly invite you all to support us as generously as you possibly can. We get nothing from the U.S. government, nothing from corporate America, nothing from bougie, for the pasteurized American Negro America. But everything is black on black. The melanated nations do support us, and that's why we're on the air tonight to welcome you, Brother Philip, and our vast listening audience and our vast participating audience. And we're just so damn happy that you stopped here at Black Power Radio, because you could have went golfing, playing tennis. You could have got with the soccer moms and went to the Little League game, but you decided to come on up in here. You could have went on to your nephew's bar mitzvah, but you decided to use the Black Power Radio for what it's used for. And the best utility, the best usage value is to use it for black power and for black revolution. Is that right, Brother Philip?
Yes, sir, black power, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black power, black power. Well, we hope to see you soon. We're going to be all through the Midwest. I want you to team up with Brother Derek is in the Detroit area. He's all over Dearborn, all over Detroit, all over Columbus, and all of those various spots bringing the black revolution. And this is what we're so happy tonight, brother. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. You were about to say, Brother Brother Philip?
No, I'm just listening to you. No.
Yes, sir. We're definitely here for Black Revolution. We're here to educate. The Panther, the Black Panther education is brighter than the light from the physical sun, because the physical sun can only light one half or thereabout half of the planet. But the Black Panther education shines on both sides of the planet. When the physical sun is out in the Western Hemisphere, oh my, the light of the Black Panther education is lit in the Eastern Hemisphere. And so we understand this thing very clearly, that the best that ever did it has been the Black Panthers, and we don't back off of anything. We challenge it. We're not running from the goddamn fight, but we're running to the goddamn fight. We're fighting the beast with everything that we have, with the utmost form of strenuousness that we can possibly muster against our open and vicious enemy, the white man. And we don't pass the white man our mic. We're not passing him any of our newspapers or revolution or none of that. But we're passing him nothing but a black power and black power. That's all we can go on this cracker at this hour. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Thank you for joining us, Brother Philip. Don't make it your last time, brother. You could be joining us frequently right here, as those that are listening frequently here on Black Power Radio, and organizing with us and basically recruiting with us and just keeping a strong black power nation rolling. When we're rolling against the enemy, against the opposition, and against the goddamn white man. So thank you so much.
Will do.
Black power.
Yeah.
We're going to go down here now, Brother Philip. We're going to talk to some 951 as we're looking black at our brother that's in Oakland, Oaktown. We'll hit the 951, 951-425, You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power at 951.
Black Power, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're clear. Go right ahead. Green, tell me who's calling,
this is brother.
Where you're calling from. Tell me what's going on in your neck of the woods. We're on Tulsa, Black Wall Street, the Black Panthers, and Black Revolution.
Greetings, everybody. Thanks for having me. My name is Chizoro Okeke. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. We met Brother Akbar a couple of weeks ago at the book signing. I don't know if you remember me. But
yes, I do remember you, brother, Chief. Man, you're a powerful brother, man. You got all those people in Jacksonville thinking about doing some serious organization with you. Brother Natala, Brother Mikhail, Muhammad, all those brothers, James, and rest of the that Jacksonville wrecking crew. Go right ahead, beloved, and thank you.
Man,
Black Power.
Yeah,
Black Power.
I actually moved out from Southern California for a long time, and for 3 years I've been in Jacksonville trying to network, and that's the first time I really met or connected with brothers out here. And I felt like the city was cursed, really, but I was doing some research, and I found out the number one politician in the city that everyone looks up to, he was actually the person who helped deport Marcus Garvey. So a lot of the politicians, they got a bad energy about that. So we decided to, and this connects to what everybody else was saying, but we decided to kind of start networking with people in the Caribbean now. We've got their own governments. They have their own reparations movements. Barbados,
yes,
they got a whole African reparations program, and they got Swahili missionaries that the government funds to try to create African consciousness. So our whole perspective is that the effort we put into taking over these cities, we could take over, you know, whole governments in the Caribbean and South America if we work together. So we started reaching out to Guyana. I had a meeting today with them, and they said they want to just keep having conferences with the Garvey movement. We have IDs, and we've been recognized as a government. So they said bring the Nigerians, bring the USA people who want self-determination, and we'll keep working together, and we'll use each other's platforms to grow. So that's in the works in Jacksonville. I got to meet Brother James in person. He said he wants to meet in person, but we're going to use that as a base, the Caribbean and Guyana, South America. So we're going to push up from the south, for real.
Man, that's absolutely wonderful, brother. I'm happy like you're happy, beloved. Brother Chief, we're doing everything we can do to bring the consciousness to the people and bring them to where there is black unity, where we can rally and parlay and build together. And we're building that black nationhood. And I know regardless of the opposition, man, even though the opposition may be adverse to what we're doing, we're shaking the opposition by any means necessary. We're using the tools of revolution and the teachings of Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Like you say, the Book of Khalid is shaking them up all over Jacksonville, all the way around the world. And we got black love, black unity, and black power. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's what we got here at Black Power Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just happy.
I did want to make a last comment, because with the UNIA, they started off like a Masonic movement. They just copy and pasted the Freemason movement, and they started breaking apart. It's not really a African monarchy or kingdom like they wanted it to be. So they got like four different splits in the USA, at least. I know you have one up there in Washington, but if they could come on board, if we could all unite,
yes, sir.
Like we have government IDs, that would make us that much more powerful. Sometimes, you know, you send a message to one group, they're not working with this group. We got the government stamp that we're a government, but sometimes we don't act like it. But I appreciate what you guys are doing with the self-defense movement, and I think it's going to rub off on the right people, so. I think this is our century. This is our decade. We're going to make it happen.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, likewise, beloved, we're proud of the work you're doing there with the UNIA, with all of those that want to get involved with the Marcus Garvey movement, the Elijah Muhammad movement, the Malcolm X movement, the Dr. King movement, Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad movement, Malik Zulu Shabazz movement, Zulu Nation, Black Power Nation. It's nation time, brother. And we're building this thing together. Chief Kamar and all the brothers from the Gangster Nation are going, are joining on from the Vice Lord, all the way back to, believe it or not, from the Blackstone Rangers, the Ida B. Wells, the Gangster Disciples, and Crips and Bloods and All Love. And one black nation, believe it or not. But we're all against that police brutality. We're all against that cracker running his government over us. So we're gonna stop that kind of rule. That apartheid rule will be stopped across America at this hour. Black power?
Black power.
Black power. We thank you, brother. This is a happy brother. He happy building revolution. This is all I love so much. Big Chief, we're going to be coming back to you, and we hope to man team up very soon in Tulsa, and we're going to be back in Jacksonville, and we owe you another set in Jacksonville, and there's a brother Natala, brother Natala, and the other brothers that are there. He got entertainment and Black Revolution for you as well, and him along with Mikhail Muhammad, James Muhammad, and all those regular Black revolutionaries, all the beautiful women of Jacksonville. Let me some of these brothers get up and go down there and find them a sweetheart or something and get off of haul ass to Jacksonville, and you'll work it out on the ground. Is that right?
Yep.
That's right. That's what they do. Jacksonville always works it out, and we're so happy to have you online with us tonight. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. And Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. As we close that nation, we got some New York and some Queen Kashiba down here. Let's go pick her up at Tidewater at 757-364. Queen Kashiba, you're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Peace and power, family. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
I got on late, but I'm up here, you know. I ain't going to be long, but I'm going to be very strong. Only thing I'm ready for, I am glad that, you know, I miss Brother Dennis. I miss Mama Dog because I got up here late. But Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'm ready for it. Ready for Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ready for that anniversary, the 100th anniversary. And I'm ready for the boots on the ground. Ready for our people that... We still got a lot of stuff going on where everybody is we're supposed to be out here working, but everybody envy everything everybody do. All people got to do, if you envy things that other people do, just join them, and you can feel the same thing they feeling. You can feel happy for what they doing. You can join them and work with them. So that's the only thing I got to say. The only way we gonna fight this war. If we got to work together and come together as one, sisters and brothers fighting the war, fighting the enemy. And everything that you jealous of from other people doing, get out there and join them. Then you can feel some of the rejoices like they feel it. And I'm going to say black power, peace and power. And I want to give honor to the sisters of the underground for the flaw, their work they're doing. Peace and power, and black power.
Again, we thank you, Queen Kashiba, for your contributions here tonight on Black Power Radio, and we hope it will not be your last contribution, that you continue to support Black Power Radio. We're at $77Bakers. Again, we're at $77Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, all capital letters, and we're keeping Black Power Radio on the air through the support of this network. We don't get the contributions from the U.S. government. We don't get any contributions from corporate or any other type of capitalistic form of communism and government. But we are from We the People, and we're just so proud to be able to serve you tonight, beloved Sister Queen Kashiba. Thank you for joining us. And I must say, assalamu
alaikum. Black power.
Black power.
Walaikum
salam. Walaikum salam. Allahu Akbar, Black Power. Queen Kashiba is going right on into the Tidewater area. rolling at 202-702 is rumbling with us. They just joined us on board here. We got three or four more callers, and we're just rumbling with you tonight. At 202-702, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. Thank you for calling. 202-702, you're live. Okay. They're in the middle of the rumble. They might be able to stumble. 202-702, are you live? We'll just keep that move on. 202, you realize your first three digits. 202, Washington, D.C. caller at 202 at 702. You're live on Black Power Radio. If you're from Washington, speak up. Okay. We're going to keep it moving from the 702 and going down the middle of the rumble. I bet you that 747 is like 347 at 526. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Yeah, 347-526. You're live on Black Power Radio. That's a New Yorker, New York caller. We're going to pick up Fred and Fred and end this dilemma. That's what we're about to do. At 347, you're live. 347, you're live. Okay. All right, we're about to rumble here. Yeah. Let me see if 757 ever got live. 757-997-757-997-757-997. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Black Power, can you hear? Black Power on 757. Area code for the seven cities of Tidewater. Tidewater, you're live at 997. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Okay. So we're about to rumble. We're in the move. We're about to move, y'all. Did y'all catch that? Brother Karan, you still with us? Black Power. Black Power. I don't know what they're doing out there in Tidewater, but got their hands up. They already had my hands up. We're in the middle of the rumble tonight. Trying not to stumble. We're trying not to fumble. We're just bringing it live. Revolution on Black Power Radio. You're actually live. You're on Black Power Radio. And we hope that we use revolution as the only solution to aid and assist black people at this hour. Black Power, Black Power. My brother Karan, you're still there. Let's see. All right, we're moving down the line, moving down the line. And we're about to land, right? Yeah, go ahead, Brother Karan. So New York City, y'all going to pick it up and move it out to Tulsa. I'm happy to have you online. We just wanted to let you know that New York, we love you so much and hope you continue to fight for Black Revolution, Black Power. Go ahead.
All right, Black Power, and we love you too, big brother. We're going to get out on the weekends and some days in a weekday to promote the trip. We're going to put it on Facebook. All that, like, you know, as well. But we're really going to stick in the streets. We're going to round up the troops so they can come down and help us out, you know, show some support for the Black Wall Street 100-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
So this is like a monumental thing. And I didn't get a chance to come to the previous two, so I feel like this is destined because it's still – the 100-year anniversary, so I'm ready to go.
Man, we're so happy that you're ready to go and that you stopped here on Black Power Radio to drop it like it's hot. And we know that, I mean, this revolution will not be televised, but it will be visualized in fulfillment of all the visions of the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner, our Honorable Brother Frederick Douglass, and Adam Clayton Powell, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., A. Philip Randolph, Shuttlesworth, Kwame Ture, Ralph Abernathy, those great
Dr.
brothers.
Khaled.
Oh, sir, yes, sir. And, Dr. Huey P. Newton and Fred Hampton. Geronimo Pratt.
Right on.
Depending on us to carry out this revolution. With Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad all the way back. They're depending on us, Brother Quran.
Yes, sir.
Is the only solution. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Well, thank you, Brother Quran, tonight for being with us and co-hosting and keeping it alive and keeping Black Revolution well here on Black Power Radio. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much as well, sir, and Black Power. And I want to shout out Brother Abdullah. We shout out Brother Abdullah, who's still on Rikers Island. You know, he be trying to get on, but you know, they turn the phones off late. I mean, like 8:30, so, you know, he don't get a chance to turn every time. But he's working.
We want to give a shout out to Brother Abdullah and to Brother Hannibal behind that wall, brother.
Yes, sir.
New York Records is a nightmare. You go to their places like visiting a palace when you go in the New York City Correction. But when you see the living conditions of a regular inmate, it's like a slum. In the cells, like a slum. It's just exaggerated slum lords, man, ruling over the Black man at this hour in the state of New York. It's a nightmare for any decent and righteous person. It's a total nightmare. And we hope that, brother, that you will not give up the fight, brother. And you can fight for the revolution. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank
Black
you.
Power.
Thank you, and Black Power. Again, thanks to Brother Quran for all the inroads that he's given us into New York, into the right place at the right time, and just helping us with everything that we needed help with in the city of New York, from the Bronx to all the way to the Queens, from the Queens back to Brooklyn, from Brooklyn to Manhattan, man. We went through all the wars, including Staten Island, and we got so much love for Quran, Elijah, and all those Black revolutionaries, Sister Yaa Santawa, and just so many revolutions across, Sister Sharia, Brother Jabbar, all of those great brothers, along with Elijah and others. We are thankful to them for putting into some Black revolution with the movement under the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. As we reach out to you right there in Oaktown, we're down to Oaktown, and we're at 707 at 720. We're afraid to spread out in Oaktown. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, everybody. All the movement down in all the Black Panthers movement. I want to say all the queens, happy Mother's Day out there. And I'm out here in Oakland, California with my main man on Black Power Radio. Now, check it out. You know, like he's saying tonight, every night, Sunday night, and Monday night, we are a good radio show. And, you know, what we do, we try to get justice for the family who lost their kids in the street of violence of the police. Now, what I'm going through every day, I'm out here doing my post, and what I see, I don't like it, and I know we don't like it. But we're going to stand up for justice, because like I said, every day, the white man, and I don't care what they say to us, because this is our land. This is our land, and we've been our land for a long time. Now, listen, I was in the movement in Southwest Philadelphia when I came from. My dad was in the movement. But like I said, my dad always told me, speak up and get justice for people who lost their lives. That's what I do, and that's what I'm going to do with the Black Panthers. But like what I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all got to understand what's going on in America. Because my man tells y'all every Sunday and Monday night. He's telling y'all some good shit, excuse my language. But y'all got to listen to him. Because I'm telling you, if you don't listen, you're going to be lost. Because like I said, I know the man. He's been in Philly. He's been in Oakland. He's been around the Bay Area. But I'm telling y'all, he got this bad radio show every Sunday and Monday night. And I'm with him, and I'm going to be with him till we go to the motherland. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we only live once. We're not living for the white man, and we're not living for anybody else. We're living for us. This is our land. It's going to be our land. We ain't going to let nobody take it over. But like I said, the white man putting all this corona shit in our arms, excuse my language, but look, he's putting all that that medicine in our arm to make us die and all this other crap. But listen, the deal is we don't need that vaccine. We never need none of that. But I'm going to tell y'all one more time. We are the justice for us, not nothing else. We are the justice for us, and we're going to get justice, and we're going to keep moving, and the troopers going to keep moving till we get to the motherland, to the motherland, because that's where I'm going. I'm going to the motherland, because like I said, I want to see my loved ones. You know what I mean? I want to see my loved ones, because when they was here, they did the right thing. Now they're in the motherland, and they're doing up there, too. But like I said, assalamu alaikum, back to Black Power Radio with my main man, Akbar.
Wa alaikum assalam and Black Power to you, all of those on that west side, from Oaktown to Sacramento, from San Francisco in the Bay Area, back to Fairfield, Vallejo, everything that's in between. The white man is having open season all over California on black people. Make no mistake about it, brother. Brother and sister, prayer comes every week and gives you the update, lets you know about the injustice that the city governments, the local townships, the state of California in general is on a manhunt for the black man 24/7. And all they're looking to do is to set us up and take what we have and kill us. I know these people have went toe-to-toe with them, and I know that they mean us no good whatsoever. So we just want to say that to you as we go into some Marvin Gaye right here. But we always said it, but of course you know, Fred is Fred, that Marvin always said it best, right? He said it right here.
That's right, and I got something for you, too. I got something for you, so stand by for that.
That's right, I'm on standby, big brother. As-salamu
alaykum. All right, then.
Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. That's our brother, Fred is Fred, Red Dead, California. And as you know, following Fred is Fred, we already know how you listen to your radio. But we give you more of what you listen to radio for. Be in Tulsa. Be in Elizabeth City. Be in New York. Be in D.C. Be in Dallas, Texas. Be where you got to be. And show up in Tulsa on May 28, 29, and 30. Come on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and get the black experience along with all of our revolutionary military units will be together to let them know and send a clear message that it's not acceptable conduct in that hour and definitely not acceptable conduct for this hour. But Black Power, Black Power, and Black Power.
He gave us everything. now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our actions. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't need open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch new scripts today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sign. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sign. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, snatch away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you.
oppression lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us on the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Fist up for the one that got away. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, then you stand. Watch out for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Told Bobby cut my neck until they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon for the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agent. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us on the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but
the fall.